Yo. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to radio.dominican.edu's hit music station. What are you talking about? It's the show. I'm DJ P.
I am DJ T, baby. It's great to be with you for another night, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we already know what's going down on Monday, but today's Tuesday. What went down Monday? Roast Charlie Sheen?
Roast of Charles Sheen.
Charles Schwab?
No, I think Sheen.
I think baby.
And he got grilled.
Got roasted. Well, ladies and gentlemen, before we get into Charlie Sheen, let's tell you what's up. We got the game of the week. We got T-Babies, my man. We got what happened today, and we got P-Yubs. Let's go, bro. But before all those go, bro, We got a special guest in the building. We got DJ Double A. He's coming through, and same with DJ. New guy. His name's Biggie Combs,
that's right.
Yeah.
And Double A, a long-anticipated return. People have been calling, screaming for Double A's name for years. He's a legend.
Double A, we thought he died. No, he didn't die. He's been working out and buffer than ever.
No, I don't think he died.
No.
You thought that, but I didn't.
I thought he actually participated in that hot dog eating contest. Yeah. Didn't happen.
I think it was just food poisoning, but he's all good now. He's all healthy, and he's looking great.
Yeah, Double A's a buff, man.
He's jacked. He's ready for the show.
I mean, look at his pecs.
I mean, look at his pecs. Yeah. Right? Am I right or am I right?
Hey, but T-Baby, let's get on topic. Charlie Sheen, my man.
Yes, Charles Sheen, formerly Carlos Estevez. Brother of Emilio.
I think, when I saw Emilio, I was like, Emilio!
Hey,
but let's go to former fellow roasters, John Levitz, Kate Walsh from Grey's Anatomy, Jeffrey Ross, that's your favorite.
I love Kate Walsh. She's a sexy girl.
I said Jeffrey Ross.
Kate Walsh.
So you think Jeffrey Ross is a sexy man?
He's a funny man.
Very funny. Bad outfit at the Emmys.
Terrible hair.
At the Emmys.
Okay, keep going on the list.
Okay, Mike Tyson, Steve-O, Anthony Jeselnik, William Shatner, Amy Schumer, Patrice O'Neill, and of course, Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, a few no-names on that list, I noticed.
Yeah, who's like, Mike Tyson?
When they were reading like the participants in the roast, I was not aware of some of these people. Well, Mike Tyson, I think, is a household name.
No, I don't think people know who Mike Tyson is. He's the world heavyweight champion at one point.
One of the most recognizable figures in all of sports.
I don't think so. I think Evander Holyfield the most.
No, I think Tyson more so.
Yeah, maybe Tyson.
But Holyfield too.
Bit his ear off.
Yeah, especially
1998 heavyweight bout.
Especially because of the ear incident. But Tyson is very recognizable.
Yeah.
So, yes.
T-Baby, we got fan mail already about these guys.
I don't think we do, but go ahead and read it.
There's a question from J.J. Rutworth.
Yeah.
And he's asking.
Wait, repeat that name? What?
J.J. Rutworth.
Oh, is it Putworth or Rutworth?
It's Rutworth.
Okay, go ahead.
Maybe Meatloaf. I'll see. But he's asking, who was the funniest one in the roast, T-Babes?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of great roasters. A lot of people are calling for Amy Schumer as the best roaster. My personal favorite, rest in peace, was Greg Giraldo. He was not the roast last night. He died last September, but he was the funniest guy. Too bad he passed away because he's not with us anymore and he couldn't do the roast. But Jeffrey Ross is a great roaster. I thought Jeffrey Ross just went into Charlie Sheen, that super pause, but he went in and it was incredibly funny. He had great material.
Super pause on that, T-Baby.
Yeah.
But definitely, I'm not even going to go on these roasters. I'm going to go with the host, Seth MacFarlane. What a host. He went crazy. He won a few personals on Sheen before everyone else.
Yeah, and MacFarlane, not a first-time host. He's a veteran at this.
Yeah, he's a big vet.
And obviously the Family Guy creator, he knows his comedy.
Yeah. But if I had to pick a roaster, I definitely got to go. I got to go Amy Schumer, even though she's a little too personal.
Yeah,
Schumer was great.
She was the dark horse of the thing.
No one knew who she was.
No one knew who she was.
They formally knew her as the big slut, but she wasn't.
Is that what they were calling her?
They said she hooked up with Anthony Jeselnik.
I don't know if they did either, but they are calling her that dirty name.
See, she was on Comedy Central's Last Comic Standing came in fourth. Yes. Yeah.
She's funny. This is the thing with her. I think she went in so hard because she is kind of a no-name. So I think this was her claim to fame. She was trying to get her identity out there. Do you agree with that or
no, what? I don't agree with that at all.
Really?
I think she's a household name.
I think what I said is unequivocally truthful.
No, it's not. She's a household name.
Is she? Schumer. Yeah,
because she's done I mean, I work for Wild 94.9. She was supposed to be
you interned. I don't know if that classifies as working.
It counts as working. I got credits for it.
Okay, that's true. Maybe it counts as working.
Maybe it counts as working. Yeah.
But Schumer, not a household name.
A very household name.
No. Name two movies she's been in. Name five venues she's performed at.
Okay. Two movies. Big Daddy?
No, she wasn't in
that. Okay, fine.
That's Adam Sandler.
Okay, 4-Year-Old Virgin. And
Steve Carell.
Okay, fine. I got it. Lion
Catherine
King.
Catherine Keener.
Okay, I got it. Lion King and Aladdin. She was in those.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Now name five venues she's performed at within the last 18 to 19 months.
Okay, I got Perception, Soul Candy. Okay. Calorega.
Okay.
Midnight Mayhem. Yeah. And let's see. DU Men's Basketball.
Yeah, that is correct.
I got Jeopardy.
But even with that, she's not a household name.
She's not. Okay, yeah, she is.
Should we get on to some of the other roasters?
Let's go. Let's go. Your opinion, buddy, on Kate Walsh from Grey's Anatomy.
Kate Walsh is a beautiful woman.
Since 2001?
Yeah, they had a joke at her expense. But honestly, she still looks good. I think she's in like a new Lifetime show or something now, but she's not that funny. When I saw her, I'm like, is this chick from Grey's Anatomy a roaster? Like, is she funny? But her performance was solid. I'd say good, not great.
I say okay, not good.
Okay, that's fair. Expand on that.
Okay, not good.
Expand on
because
that.
Because she tried to go a little too personal to Sheen. Some of it, not a lot of people understood. I knew because I'm great friends with Charlie Sheen.
Are you?
Yes, because I met him from Biggie Ben Como. God rest his soul.
Define you met him from Biggie Ben Como. Define that statement.
Because Biggie Ben Como, popular with the ladies. Same with Sheen.
Yeah.
And then I went to an adult music festival. Okay. He was there. So was her.
Biggie Ben Como, definite womanizer. But I don't think that necessarily indicates that you met Sheen. I don't see the correlation there. Explain that.
I'm still great friends with Sheen.
Aria, are you sure it's not Emilio Estevez, you know, his brother?
Oh, yeah, it was Emilio.
Emilio. Hey, he's a great guy. Bad actor.
Terrible. Mighty Ducks was terrible.
No, good movie when you're a kid.
Yeah,
when you're older, you realize they're pretty
very bad.
Ladies
and gentlemen, you're listening to What Are You Talking About, DJ P, DJ T,
baby. We're radio.dominican.edu.
DU's hit music station. But ladies and gentlemen, we got to go. We're talking about Charlie Sheen's roast. Jeffrey Ross, your opinion, T-Baby. I told you earlier,
Jeffrey Ross is the funniest guy. Funniest thing he said was when he said he was making some personal jokes and he says, too soon? Too soon? Too real?
Too real?
Too real? That was hilarious.
That was hilarious, that but was he's real. Definitely not the funniest there.
Okay, you think Schumer?
I think Schumer, maybe Patrice O'Neal.
Okay, I'll put Schumer at a close second to Ross. I'll put Patrice. How about this? Patrice O'Neal was getting roasted last night.
He was getting roasted, people.
He was not Mike Tyson's mama.
People were calling out his diabetes. The thing about roast is, do you think at a roast anything goes, or do you think lines can be crossed?
Lines. There's certain lines you cannot cross.
Let's speak on this. The Steve-O, the Ryan Dunn joke at Steve-O. Steve-O was clearly upset by that. You know, some people laugh, but is that too far, those jokes?
I'll tell you this. You're saying people laugh, T-Baby. I don't think anyone laughed. The big reaction was, oh.
Okay, well, here's the thing. Some jokes can be funny, but they aren't always followed by a laugh. Sometimes they're followed by a gasp because it's a shock factor, not just a laugh.
And then remember, we're watching this on our couch and near the bed. That's where Biggie Ben Como's laying down.
Yeah, and he loves to nap.
He loves to nap, and he was eating hot dogs again. But after that big, big correction, big roast on Steve-O about Ryan Dunn.
Yeah.
Jeez, everyone was like, oh, then after the big oh, people started laughing.
Yeah, and there's some other jokes about like Charlie Sheen losing custody of his kids. There's some really, like even O'Neal's diabetes, there was some really, really personal jokes. Yeah. But the thing is, it's a roast. So some people will say, oh, that's offensive, that cross line. Other people will say, it's a roast, anything goes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got another question about the roast of Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
On the air here, we got, what's his name? His name is Theodore Bong, and he's saying, what's the most controversial joke at the roast?
Wait, what was the name on the...
Theodore Bong, and he's asking, he's asking, what is the most controversial joke?
Well, first of all, shout out to Theodore Bong. He's a great follower of Dominican Radio, an avid listener of our show, a loyal friend to me, best man at my wedding.
I don't think you got married,
recently divorced.
You haven't been divorced since 2009.
But he's a great man. But the question at hand is,
what's the most controversial joke in the roast of Charlie Sheen?
I'm going to jump back on the horse that we're just talking about. That's not really a phrase, but I just made it up, so you should all say it in your everyday life. Most controversial joke was definitely the Steve-O joke, the Ryan Dunn joke, because Ryan Dunn, he's not with us anymore. And he was a young man, passed away, great friends with Steve-O.
Yeah.
So to make that joke, it's tough. That's a borderline joke.
Yeah, I mean,
Steve-O looked upset.
I mean, we don't talk about Ryan Dunn. He ain't with us no more. But also, I think the most controversial joke, T-Baby, it's honestly Kate Walsh when he said,
oh, when they took away your kid, when they took away,
yeah,
they took away your show, but they also took away your kids.
Yeah, that was very. That personal. One I thought was funny because Sheen's a very irresponsible individual.
Yeah, but about the guy's kids now.
Yeah, well, because yeah, I know, but the Steve-O joke is just like it's an unnecessary shot at.
No,
Steve-O.
No, it was very necessary.
Yeah, no,
yes,
because it's not just a shot at Dunn. All due respect to Dunn, it's also a shot at Steve-O because they're close friends. The Sheen shot is, I'm not gonna say justified, but Sheen kind of sealed his own fate with his kids.
He did.
He's screwing hookers. He's doing drugs. He's reckless. He's saying he's from Mars. He's doing all this kind of crazy stuff. He's not an equipped father.
I mean, when he went to Las Vegas looking for strippers and cocaine, I didn't know what his family was thinking there.
Not sure he went to Vegas, but definitely looking for strippers and cocaine.
Yeah, definitely for strippers and cocaine. All right, next question.
Yeah.
It's from Patrick Bonner, and he's asking.
Who?
Patrick Bonner.
Oh, I know Bonner. Okay, go. Bonner, yeah, go ahead.
He's related to Bonner from the Spurs.
Yeah, just read the question, please.
And he's asking, who's the least funniest one at the roast?
Least funny one at the roast.
For me, Mike Tyson.
Yeah, Tyson was awful.
I go Tyson or Steve-O. Those are my two.
Yeah.
Tyson, Steve-O. I say Steve-O.
Okay,
say
it's kind of funny because you're stealing my picks. I was going to pick Steve-O, and then if you pick Steve-O, I was going to pick Tyson.
Then I
pick
Tyson.
You happen to pick both.
I picked Tyson.
So you're stealing my thunder figuratively, but I'll pick Steve-O. You pick Tyson. Go ahead and say why you picked Tyson.
Because first of all, the only thing Tyson did that was funny was going at the roast, people making fun of him, and he starts laughing. Yeah. I think that's hilarious.
Yeah, I thought Tyson's bit when he was like making fun of himself when he's saying, I'm the best poet ever. I'm Robert Foss, blah, blah. That was pretty funny because you tell that was rehearsed. Didn't get a big laugh. But overall, Tyson, very weak as a comic. Should definitely consider. What is he even doing now? He's on TV all the time.
He's racing pigeons.
Yeah,
racing
he's raising pigeons.
Pigeons.
Maybe coach boxing. Maybe do anything but stand-up comedy.
But the thing is, B-Flow put Mike Tyson up to this. B-Flow, great B-Flow.
Yeah. What funny joke that was made. Very funny joke was made. I think it was Seth MacFarlane said, what Mike Tyson is to stand-up is what Larry Flint is to standing up.
Oh,
that might be the most offensive joke of
maybe.
The night. But I was laughing. And it's not funny. It shouldn't be laughing, but it's a roast, so you gotta laugh. You gotta laugh at some of those jokes.
But that was a little too personal, don't you think?
And it's like, why are you calling out Larry Flint? He's not even there. You're calling him out. He's not even there.
He's not. All right, here we go. We got two more questions. Who should they roast next, T-Baby?
That's a tough question. I'll tell you why. Because Sheen, if you would have said Sheen's going to be roasted like a couple of years ago, you wouldn't say, oh, Sheen. Sheen was like when he was very promising, having a promising career, 2.5 Men, you wouldn't say we'd roast Sheen because he was doing so well.
Yeah.
But then when he became a media animal and he was just like attached to everything, he's obviously a good roaster or good person to roast. So it's really tough to say at this point. We need a few more months because the roast is an annual event. So we need like 9 months to know who we were going to roast.
Honestly, if it's up to me right now, I say, why roast Sheen when you could roast Tiger Woods?
Yeah, that's a great pick. I don't think Woods would take a roast well.
He wouldn't. I think he'd take out his 9-iron and kick people in the face.
Both literally and figuratively. And correct me if I'm wrong here, but I think the people who are roasted are never really athletes. It's usually comics, actors, celebrities.
That's true.
Never athletes. So I don't know if Woods, while he's a great pick, I don't know if he would take the jokes well.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is our last question before we hit the break. This is from DJ Bebok. I don't know, he's from a random
who?
Radio station. DJ Bebok.
I think he's 99.7, I think.
Oh, maybe. And he's asking, is Charlie Sheen a nice guy?
Well, Bebok, I mean, P-Ab's the guy who's friends with Sheen. He know better than I, but I don't know the man personally. When we see these celebrities in the media, we like to think we know them. We read our People magazines. We watch our movies. We watch Entertainment Weekly. We do all that nonsense. But in reality, we don't really know these stars. So is he a nice guy? Probably not.
No.
But I don't know.
And also, I mean, yes, he's a great guy.
Is
he's
he?
Actually great.
Is he?
He's great, but bad family man. I'll say that. Great man. Bad family, man. If you want a party, kick it with Sheen, Snooki, Dina. If you don't want a party, don't kick with them.
And you know him personally.
Because he's dead, T-Baby.
And you've kicked it with him on multiple occasions.
One time.
And you never texted me.
No.
Why?
Because he's great.
He's great and I'm not?
No.
I think I'm great.
I think you're not.
Rude.
T-Baby, you gotta go to a quick commercial break. You got the station tech.
Quick commercial break. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is What Are You Talking About with DJ
P.O.
and DJ T. Baby. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We got plenty of good segments left for you.
That's right.
Tim and Bob. Bobby Valentino. You know how we do. It's another one.
I saw you walking down on Melrose. You look like an angel straight out of heaven, girl. I was blown away by your sexiness. Now all I have to do is catch up to you.
Slow down, I just wanna get to know you. But don't turn around, 'cause that pretty round thing looks good to me. Slow down, never seen anything so lovely. Now turn around and bless me with your beauty.
Pierced too, just like I like it, girl. Come take a walk with me. You'll be impressed by the game that I kick you. It's so thorough and real. Yeah.
Like a flower fully bloomed in the summertime. You ready to be watered by this conversation? You ready? I'm in awe 'cause you shine like the sun. Let me be the one. Enjoy you,
enjoy you.
Let's keep it, girl.
So slow down.
I just wanna get to know you. But don't turn around, 'cause that pretty round thing looks good to me. Slow down. Never seen anything so lovely. Now turn around and bless me with your beauty.
Yeah.
China, ladies and gentlemen. D.U.'s music station radio. That Dominican. That E.U. What are you talking about, ladies and gentlemen? What's up?
What's up?
DJ P, yo.
DJ T, baby.
That's DJ Double A. What's up, Double A? Double A, what's up, man? Double A, what's up, man?
How's it going? We're back in the mix.
Yeah, we back in the mix, man. But ladies and gentlemen, T-Baby, take it off. We got people in the building?
Yeah, we got a few people in the building. We got myself. You can call me T-Baby, DJ T-Baby. We got DJ P-Ab. We got DJ Double A. And we got Biggie Combs.
Yes, yes,
Biggie Combs. A new guest on the show. And how are you doing today, Biggie? Biggie Combs?
I'm doing quite well, actually, thanks.
Yeah, and how am I doing, you might want to ask?
Oh, how are you doing?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you, young man, for asking. How sweet of you. But Biggie Combs, you're a great guy. It's great to have you here with us.
It's great to be here, Bob.
Yeah, it's T-Baby.
Bob.
If you refer to me to Bob again, I'm going to be angry.
All right. Pam. I'll refer to you as
If
Pam.
You call me Pam one more time, Biggie, I'm going to be mad. It's DJ T-Baby. You know that.
Okay.
Okay, so what's my name?
Tomboy.
Say my name. Say my name. When nobody is around you, say, baby, I love you. Do you get the right? It's Destiny's Child. Biggie, you're a big Beyonce fan.
No, sorry.
So what's the latest in the life of Biggie Combs right now?
Nothing. Just practicing music.
Yeah, practicing music.
Everything from my mentor, Biggie Bencomo.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Well, we're going to get into some more stuff here. We got Double A in the building and Pia back with us. So what's going on?
Double A, what's up?
How's it going?
Not much. Sorry, we lost you for a few seconds there.
Yeah, I had a little problem.
It happens to the best of us.
It does. It does. But before Biggie Combs, we want to know, how did you get here and what's up, man?
Is it for Biggie?
Biggie Combs?
I just walked here, actually.
Did you?
Yes. I just walked here.
You didn't? I walked as well.
All right, Biggie Combs. What can you say on the status of Biggie Bencomo, man?
All I know is that he's not with us anymore.
He's not.
Rest in peace.
Expand on that point.
He's like Omar.
Who's Omar?
Who's Omar?
We don't talk about Omar anymore.
He's not with us anymore?
Yes.
Oh, respect. Okay.
Double A, you've been kicking it with Biggie Bencomo. What can you say on the status? I mean, he ate hot dogs. What's up, man?
Biggie Bencomo was having a good life until that tragic day, you know.
Oh, man.
I don't know what really happened to him. I haven't got the full details, but I'm pretty sure Biggie Combs knows everything about it. Haven't really seen it.
Yeah, speak on that, Combs.
I don't know. It's kind of like the 2.5 Men without Charlie Sheen. I mean, all I know is that there was an accident and he's in the hospital.
So if Biggie Bencomo is Charlie Sheen, then Biggie Combs is Ashton Kutcher. So you're Ashton Kutcher in this sense.
Yes. Hopefully I improved the ratings, actually.
Hey, you did, actually. You did improve the ratings greatly.
All right.
So there you go. Congrats.
And the thing is, Combs, listen, Biggie Combs, the thing is that you are his prodigy. What did you learn from Biggie Bencomo, Combs?
Let's see. I learned sex.
Sex?
You learned girls.
Wait, guy on guy?
Like the art of...
Girl on girl, actually.
Like you learned about it or like the actual act? Or
you were a part of girl on girl?
Yeah, I was actually the guy involved in the production of it.
Wait, are we talking about two girls, one cup? Is that what you're talking about?
I actually thought of that myself.
Did you, Biggie? Yes. Biggie Combs.
One time I was you should be bathroom. Sued for
that. That one time at band camp, right?
No, I never went to band camp.
No, you did. Your dad told me.
No, I went
3 years.
Science camp.
And you were terrible. You were terrible at playing the instrument.
I went to science camp.
Biggie Combs, we hear that you did go to science camp, T-Baby. But the thing is, when he went to science camp, all he did was talk about sex, and he got kicked out.
Yeah, it wasn't scientifically based at all.
No, I ended up doing too much experimenting on with the other females there.
Yeah, that we could say that. Probably not true, but we could say that.
So it's definitely true.
Double A.
It's false.
How's it going?
I mean, we hear you get girls too, buddy. I mean, we thought we lost your first thing. We thought you died, but then you started working out.
I was MIA for a couple months, but I'm back in the studio. See where we got to go.
How's your girl status, Double A?
Right now, it's going good, you know.
Listen,
Double A actually recently got together Biggie Combs' cousin, I think? Distant relative?
Second cousin. Yes.
Listen, A.
But
I don't
know about that, but thanks for revealing
it. Yeah.
Listen, A, don't raise your voice at me.
Easy there. Easy there. At least you get the corner. That's this is your studio, right?
It's my studio. If you don't, then you get out of here.
Biggie Combs, don't eyeball me.
Listen, Combs, you're supposed to be the prodigy, not the guy that takes over.
I'll do whatever I want.
Okay, Combs.
Look at me again, I smack you. Stop staring at me, Biggie Combs.
What are you going to do about it?
I know your weaknesses.
Staring contest.
Hold on. Before the listeners find out who this Combs guy is, this guy, Biggie Combs, this guy, a lot buffer. Whoa, guys, stop.
Sound in the background.
Stop it. Did a bird hit that thing or what? Oh, there's now a cat. A cat's meowing.
It's that burrito.
Oh, maybe.
I shouldn't have those tacos for breakfast.
Before I talk about Combs, this guy's a big guy. This guy's 490 pounds, 6'10".
6'10".
But the thing is, full of muscle for 490
pounds.
He's
like the Great Khali.
He's a Great Khali, actually. He's actually related to the Great Khali. He's Middle Eastern. This guy, Biggie Combs, is Indian, Middle Eastern. Biggie Van Como, full Mexican.
Yeah, that's right.
So
with
Biggie
a hint
Combs,
of Middle Eastern.
With a hint of Middle Eastern,
and a slice of pie.
And Egyptian.
Apple pie.
An Egyptian, yes.
So Biggie Combs. what did Biggie Van Como teach you about the game plan on getting females?
Be myself and throw around lots of money.
Oh. Yeah, but being yourself wasn't working, right? So he told you other things to do, like be more extroverted as opposed to introverted. What about that?
And just basically hit on every girl you see, and if there's a group of girls, stuck to the
funny because you didn't really answer my question. Because when you were being yourself, it didn't always work.
So, to answer your question,
well, I'm the interviewer. I'll kick you out any moment. Okay, stop being rude. So, being yourself wasn't really working. So you had to do some other things, right? Like what? What other things did you do? You went to more like barbecues, pumpkin patches.
Actually, rather not say.
Biggest. Oh, pumpkin patch is the best place to pick up MILFs.
That is true.
See, the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know who's in the studio right now, this is Biggie Van Como's prodigy, Biggie Combs.
That's right.
And the thing is, we brought in Double A for a special segment. Double A, we brought you here because you're going to rap battle Biggie Van Como.
I'll get on the mic for a little bit.
See, the thing is, Double A, we thought Double A died.
I didn't think that.
But the thing is, Double A, he's been working with music, production guy.
That's always good to know. My friends think I'm dead. That's cool.
Yeah, sorry about that, Double A. PF, he gets crazy with that stuff. He thought Biggie Combs died 3 years ago. I knew you were alive, you know?
I always got someone keeping track of me.
The 8 days theory. It's like the Tupac theory for Double A. He's still alive.
So, Double A, how did you die?
Actually, I'm not too sure. Can you tell me how I died? I'm pretty sure
I don't think you died. You're here right now.
I heard it was a car crash. But
I did too, but...
Yeah. But I think he was severely hurt, but not dead.
I don't know, but Biggie Combs, how did you get here?
Let's see. I hitchhiked a ride this time.
All right, here. We're just going to do a little question mark here. Whoever people don't know who Biggie Combs is, this guy's Biggie Van Como's prodigy, a lot more buffer, and his only pure focus is on battle rap. He's a true gangster
and
from
women,
the streets.
And women.
And women.
And women, yes.
So, Biggie Van Como, teach us what you do on the streets here, man. What do you do on the streets?
Let's see, I hold my thumb out, wait for cars to drive by. No, I'm just kidding. I just fight.
Brawling on the street? Just picking fights
with
anybody?
With people that walk by. I mean, I generally win most of the time. If not, the other person is severely punished.
Yeah, severely punished, huh?
Yes. And so are you.
Why are you being rude to me, Biggie Combs? I will punish you.
I can be.
Pause.
You will be. Severely
don't threaten me on my own show. This is my place. And PABs, do not threaten me, buddy.
Wait,
fine.
I'm the one interviewing here.
Not that he was.
I'm the one interviewing here.
A little back sass.
Yeah, the person answering the question not supposed to be so sassy. All
right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We got a little rap battle, I shall say, after the commercial break. We got Biggie Combs and Double A battling. Coming back after the break. This is DU's Hit Music Station, radio.dominican.edu. Listen to What Are You Talking About? Stay tuned.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Trying to pick the right one, trying to find a bell, then you gotta ride a Cadillac. And I know ain't nothing like them London girls, cause them know how to party, oh. And no matter where I go, I gotta let them know that this song here is about you. See, I done made a run of words, places you would not believe. And seeing all those pretty girls, I'm wishing you were there with me. The simple way you smile, girl, tells me all I need to know. You can be my one and only. There's a lot of pretty girls in this city. There's a lot of pretty girls in this city. I'm trying to pick the right one, trying to pick the right one, trying to pick the right one, trying to pick the right one. There's a lot of pretty girls in this city. There's a lot of pretty girls in this town. I'm trying to pick the right one, trying to pick the right one. I'm trying to find a shorty to hold me. Trying to find a pretty girl that these shoes go nice with. Been around the world and back, got a knack for them girls in black. But I need a chick that's gonna hold me tight like vice grips. Just make sure you leave my heart how you found it. You can keep the key, but the lock stays around it. Baby, let's take it slow, no pulling the fast one. And you look like the type to keep my mind off the last
one. There's a lot of pretty girls in this city. There's a lot of pretty girls in this city. I'm trying to pick the right one. Trying to pick the right one, trying to pick the right one, trying to pick the right one. There's a lot of pretty girls in this city. Hey! There's a lot of pretty girls.
NDU. That's right, NDU. And speaking of DU, you are listening.
Yes!
You are listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is What Are You Talking About with DJ Piab, DJ T-Baby, the very rude and often interrupting Biggie Comes a lot, and Double A.
How's it going?
All right, we got to go here. We got, the thing is, Biggie Comes was holding everything back. This is vintage Biggie Comes. This is the product. Biggie Comes, tell us who you are and where you're from. Tell us everything about you before the battle.
All right, well, I'm a battle rapper from San Jose. Biggie found me on the streets, you know. Took me under his wing, taught me how to shoot a gat, you know, how to point at someone, taught me the rap game.
Taught you how to shoot a gat?
Yeah.
It sounds like a negative influence.
That's not safe.
Get some, yes, huh, you know.
I don't know what that is, but I'm going to speak on the gat. Sounds like a bad influence.
That guy knows what I'm talking
about. No, sounds like a bad influence. You're just a child and he's teaching you how to fire weaponry?
Hey, I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do, I mean.
Okay, that's fair.
This guy over here knows what I'm talking about.
Yes, huh?
Yes, huh? You do, huh?
Which guy? I can't visually see what you're pointing at.
All right, guys. We're going off topic. The reason we come in here, man, we got a rap battle lined up for you. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome everyone to the first ever What Are You Talking About rap battle. And we got to tell you right now, man.
Is it the first ever? A couple years ago,
but this is actually new. This is going to be for a while. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome here, ladies and gentlemen, in the blue corner,
ding, ding.
DJ Double A.
Boo.
Get out.
So, I'm going?
No, not yet. That's Double A. That's Double A's theme music right there, man.
Are you ready to rumble?
Over here.
All right, hold on. What everyone's been waiting for, man, you know. Yep. This is the battle rap segment of the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Battle rapping.
Easy, fellas. Our battle hasn't started yet.
About to rap.
Sorry.
No touching.
Hold on. This guy, Biggie Comes. You a champion, aren't you, Biggie?
Yes, I'm like Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, this guy's a battle rap champion from Compton. Ladies and gentlemen, Biggie Comes!
Feel the King Kong in the trunk.
Slap. You're winning!
Slap.
I'm not gonna lie, it's pretty fun!
Slapper, Biggie, that thing slaps.
That's not the only thing I slap.
That's Biggie.
Yes, huh, buddy.
That guy knows.
IT, baby, you got the coin toss.
Yeah, I'm gonna flip it and Biggie Comes, call it in the air.
Heads.
And it's tails.
That means Double A goes first.
All right. Are we gonna have some music in this? Is it just a
no? It's just straight up a cappella.
I got time limit. What do I got?
No.
Explain the rules.
You're done.
Yeah, I have no rules.
You're done. That's it. Here's
you don't want to challenge.
Here's the
rules, man.
It's just round one. It's just whatever you got. About a minute. Don't matter. No time limit. It's just a straight up rap battle, man. I'll tell you when there's time.
All right, here we go.
Biggie Van Collins seems like
yeah.
You're done.
You ready, Biggie? He's cutting him off.
I'll go first.
Okay, Biggie, go ahead, buddy.
What is this?
It's kind of it's pretty rude, but go ahead, Biggie Combs.
I tell my girl to make me a sandwich.
Sandwich.
Then we make out when watching Hitch.
Oh,
Manwich, yeah.
Okay. Dirty.
I got another one.
Okay.
They call me Charlie Sheen.
Uh huh.
Cause I'm winning.
Oh, wow.
Cheers.
They call me Biggie Combs. Cause I'm coming.
Round one.
I don't know if I can recover from that.
Dirty, the dirty but effective approach.
Oh, I feel sticky now. I don't feel clean.
Exactly like your folk girl. Your girl felt last night, actually.
Oh. Yeah, she talked to you after we were done or something?
Actually, no.
Rebuttal. All right, Biggie, you're done. Biggie, you're done. Go back to your corner.
All right, Double A. What's up, man? You up?
All right, here we go. So your name is Biggie Cummings, the hitchhiker on the road. But you're really like a piece of steak. You're so cold. Sizzle you on a grill. I'm going to eat you. But like this, I see you coming close. I'm never going to defeat you because you're trained by a professional king.
That's it. You're done.
Oh,
you're
done. Don't want to hear me sing.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
It's enough out of you.
But the
champ, that's all right. That's not fair, but it's all right.
I thought we were the ones who cut off.
In life, so,
Biggie, I thought we were the ones who cut off the
yeah, who's running this
rappers.
Show? Who's running this show? It seems rigged.
Actually.
It seems rigged.
All right, Biggie, round
the
two, man.
The tables have turned.
Right. Round two, right. Biggie, you up, man. All
right. Double A's rap. I like that.
All right.
Okay.
Cheese steaks and strippers. I eat that.
What
are you talking about? I love that.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Knowing your audience.
Oh.
Nice.
Double A, what you got now?
All right, let me rebuttal that. Let's see.
Get him.
Here we go.
Get him.
All right. So.
Eat him.
What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. I love that. Yep. I love that too. Over here, I'm going to tie you up like a shoelace on my shoe. Dr. Seuss with my flow, and it sounds
you're
so
done.
Cool.
That's it.
Oh, I like Double A. He's got a good flow going there. Combs keeps cutting him off.
Yeah, you keep cutting me, man.
That's enough out of you.
It's all right.
Combs, like round three, Combs.
Okay, round three on Biggie. All
right. I like Double A, so I want to end his career.
Ooh. Okay, let's see what you got then.
Hip-hop anonymous. Yeah.
Oh, it's over.
What did that mean?
It's over. I picked the winner. I'm still undefeated. Biggie Combs, man.
He needs the hip-hop phonics books.
Still undefeated.
6,490. 6,490 and zero. Keeps cutting me off, though.
All right. Biggie is the winner.
Biggie
Combs.
Great
song there. Great song.
Great, great song. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the rap battle. We're taking a quick commercial break. We got Mayweather coming up. Radio.dominican.edu's hit music station.
I want to hit a quitter.
T-Baby PM.
What's happening?
It will only get better. I got the magic in me. Every time I touch that track, it turns into gold. Everybody knows I got the magic in me. When I hit the floor, the girls come snapping at me. Now everybody wants a blast of magic, 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 oh.
Blow your mind. Pick a verse, any verse. I hypnotize you with every line. I'll need a volunteer. How about you with the eyes? Come on down to the front. Stay right here and don't be shy. I have you time traveling. Have your mind babbling. People trying to inherit the skills, so they asking it. Even David Blaine had to go and take some classes in. I see mind freak like, what's up, man? What's happening? So come on, come on and see the show tonight. We better be astounded. No ghost or poltergeist. You know I'm no Pinocchio. I never told a lie. So call me Mr. Magic Man, I float on cloud nine.
I got the magic in me.
I got the magic, baby.
Every time I touch that track, it turns into gold.
Yes, it turns to gold.
Everybody knows I got the magic in me.
I got the magic, baby.
When I hit the floor, the girls come snapping at me.
They be snapping, baby.
Everybody wants a blast of magic, magic.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is DU's hit music station, radio.dominican.edu. You listen to What Are You Talking About, DJ?
T, baby.
And I'm DJ Pia.
That is correct. Thank you for tuning in.
Ladies and gentlemen, what has happened today? American football player Dante Hall was born on this day and is T-Baby's uncle. Dante Hall was a two-time Pro Bowler with the Kansas City Chiefs in 2002 and 2003. Hall is an NFL... is NFL's third all-time kickoff return touchdown leaders with six and fifth in all-time punt return TDs with six as well. But T-Baby, your game of the week.
Yeah, well, first I'd like to add Dante Hall, not my uncle, but a legendary player. Yeah. I remember when they had Trent Green, Priest Holmes. Chiefs were a great team with Hall. One of the best kick returners ever.
Yeah, until he went to the Rams.
Career flop. But my game of the week, going out on a limb here, it's Detroit, Kansas City football, NFL.
Yeah.
Lions 48, Chiefs 3.
And that's your game of the
week. Not because it was close, but because game of the week, because the Lions are 2-0 and they're playing great football. And when's the last time anyone said that? The Lions are playing great football.
Okay. But game of the week is supposed to be great games. That's a terrible game to watch.
Well, matter of interpretation.
I don't know, T. I mean, 48-3, that must have been born after, let's say, 20-3.
Based on some of your games in the past, some of the games you picked, I think you're not at liberty to criticize my picks.
T, babe, I picked a great game.
So let's get that straight.
T, I picked a great game last time.
What'd you pick? You don't even know.
T, babe, I picked the Packers Saints, and that was a great game to watch.
Okay, but I'm speaking from a fantasy owner of Matthew Stafford, who's had two great weeks.
He has.
And a fantasy owner of Jamal Charles, which he had a terrible week.
He's out for the season,
maybe. My first-round pick towards ACL out for the season. But I'm just saying game of the week, because Lions are 2-0, and they haven't been great in years. When's the last time they playoffs? Like 10, 15 years ago?
I'll say when they had Barry Sanders, yes.
And I like to see just a slaughter occasionally in the NFL. A 45-point deficit for the Chiefs. I mean, I like to see that every now and then, just a beatdown, especially from the Lions.
But we did see a beatdown against Ravens and Steelers.
Yeah, but
that was first week. And so, you're saying, I'm pretty sure you see beatdowns every week.
Okay, I'll give you that.
You give it to me.
I will.
Feed it to me on a plate. Okay, I'm a lion. I'm hungry.
No, you're not.
Okay.
But great game. Matthew Stafford, great player. Calvin Johnson, great player.
Yes.
Big fan of Lions this year. 2-0, playoff team, wild card team.
Are you a fan? Okay. You gave me the definition of a fan. Not, I don't think you're a Lions
not
fan.
Not a fan, but an avid supporter.
You're a Buck fan, and
I'm
you know
Buck
that.
I'm a Buck fan, and 1-1. I could have picked the Bucks game. Really happy they came from behind, beat Minnesota. Yeah. McNabb struggling this year.
Oh, terribly. I think he had about 110 yards at least.
Yeah. And
terrible.
Yeah, terrible game.
All right, here's my game of the week, T-Baby. Now, I wouldn't say really a game, but a fight. I'll go Mayweather-Ortiz.
Okay.
That's my game of the week.
Yeah, still a game. A match.
A match, a yes. Match. Yes. Also, you know why? It's because I'll tell you this. It was a big, big controversial decision. A fourth round KO. Mayweather hasn't had a KO since Ricky Hatton, and Hatton doesn't have a chin at all.
Yeah, I'm going to criticize that pick like you criticized mine.
Go ahead, T.
It's a bad fight, and then the fourth round?
No, it was, okay.
One of the most controversial fights in the history of the sport.
It is, because it is. You're right. It was a bad fight, but very competitive until that fourth round.
Okay, but Mayweather won each round.
Mayweather won each round. Yeah, you're right. He won each round, and I told you that because I was watching the fight in the dorm.
But in the fourth, Ortiz looked his best.
No, he didn't, T. He looked his best in the third.
Okay, I'm telling you what I saw. Ortiz,
you didn't
watch the let me tell you what I saw. When Ortiz, before the headbutt, Ortiz was looking great. He was giving it to Mayweather. Now, I'm not talking about the whole round. I'm talking about five blows he traded with Mayweather, and then the headbutt. And from the headbutt, everything went downhill.
Okay, T-Baby, here's the thing. Mayweather fought Oscar De La Hoya, and De La Hoya was giving to him the same way Ortiz was.
Yeah.
But the thing is, Mayweather, I'm telling you, this guy's a stud. Probably one of the best boxers I've seen in my career.
And maybe pound your career. And maybe pound for pound the greatest ever. Maybe.
The greatest ever?
Maybe.
Ever.
Maybe.
Are you kidding
me?
You got
Ali, you got Tyson.
I don't know.
You got Liston.
Are you kidding me? Ever.
I'm saying he's in the debate. He's 42-0.
Okay, but he's been ducking fighters his entire career.
Define
I'm
ducking.
I'm not only ducking. Okay, Miguel Cotto, probably one of the best boxers in the welterweight division.
Okay, let's
ducked him.
Let's get Pacquiao to take a blood test.
He did. He wants to take a blood test. He doesn't want to take it the day of the fight. Are you kidding
me? Take it the day of the fight.
The day of the fight? People get tired of the day of the fight.
If you got nothing to hide, take it the day of the fight.
Me and DJ Juice talked about this.
Oh, what does Juice know?
Juice is a boxer, and so am I.
He knows a lot. Are you a boxer?
What's your record? I did box in the seventh grade.
Okay, in the seventh grade.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the thing is, Juice is a big boxing fan, and I'm a diehard boxing fan. I try to watch every fight on HBO.
42-0. Is a good record.
It's not good. It's great. It's fantastic. But you have to realize the fighters he's fought. I'm telling you, Oscar De La Hoya, when he was gone, I'll say Pacquiao fought De La Hoya, he fought Hatton. They were done. But the thing is, has he ducked a fighter?
Regardless of who you fight, if you're 42, okay, take it, NCAA basketball. If you go 30-0, are you going to be a number one seed?
You will be.
Doesn't matter who you play. But if you win out.
But, okay, you're talking about different sports right now. Okay. Mayweather
but
has
still,
been ducking.
They're somewhat comparable. Not a perfect example, but somewhat comparable.
He's been ducking fighters his whole career. His best fight was when he was 19 years old when he fought Diego Corrales. I'm telling you, he's the best fighter since Diego
maybe
Corrales.
Maybe he has been ducking fighters, but he's still a great fighter. And some people would say he's one of the best ever. People would say that.
Okay.
Boxing analysts would say that.
I'll be a boxing analyst right now. I'll say he's probably top 10 boxer.
So he's in the debate.
Okay, but you're saying best of all time.
I'm
pound
saying
for
potentially
pound.
Best of all time. Maybe top five.
No. Okay, there's a way better boxers there. Put Iron Mike Tyson, Sugar Ray Leonard. Put Roberto Duran. I'll put other fighters. I'll put Gotti above him. I'll put him above him.
Okay.
I'll put him above.
Okay, but he's in the debate.
He's in the debate, but not top five.
I just said he's in the debate. I didn't say he was the greatest.
Top 10.
Top seven.
Roy Jones
Jr. Top seven.
No. Roy Jones Jr. will own Mayweather in a fight.
No.
Roy Jones Jr. Give me Roy Jones Jr.
Give me Mayweather.
Are you kidding
me? Give me Larry Merchant.
Yeah.
Give me Larry Merchant.
But are you kidding
me? If I was 50 years younger, I would kick your butt.
But are you kidding me, though? In a real fight, Roy Jones Jr. would eat Mayweather. No doubt about it. Best boxer during his time.
Oh, that's
Roy
tough
Jones
to say.
Jr.
That's tough to
and
say.
And in De La Hoya's prime, I wouldn't say he'd beat Mayweather. I'd say Mayweather would win. I'd say Pacquiao would win too.
Well,
but it would be a contest.
Great energy. I love it. But let's get back to the fight itself
for a second. Let's go.
The Ortiz headbutt. Clearly deliberate.
Clearly a
Why
big headbutt.
Why did he do that? You're the boxing guy. Okay. Why?
I'll tell you this. In Ortiz's defense, he said that he was charging up for a punch.
Okay.
No, he wasn't. No. It was a clear headbutt. He was frustrated. He was losing the fight.
It was malicious.
Mayweather was owning each and every round with a lead right hand, clean left hook. A lead right, a lead left. Not a lot of boxers could do that. That's why I agree he should be a top 10 boxer.
Top 7, okay.
10.
Maybe 5, go on.
Okay, in people's opinion. But also, I'm telling you, T,
yeah.
that Ortiz was he had no shot at winning that fight.
Yeah, everyone knew that. He had literally no chance. No,
everyone knew that. But what people didn't know was the knockout in the fourth round.
Yeah. What about the knockout in the fourth round?
It was too controversial.
Because Mayweather's not a knockout fighter. He doesn't knock people out. And Mayweather is a great fighter. As I've said, Mayweather is a top five fighter. In my opinion, Piab does know more about boxing than I do. I'll give him that. But he's top five, maybe slightly, or maybe top seven. But pound for pound, he's one of the greatest ever. But he's not a power puncher, so he's not going to knock anybody out. I know that much. And to knock out Ortiz, you know it's a controversy if Mayweather is delivering a knockout.
Yeah, no, that's true. Very true. 100% true. But the thing is, Ortiz is the thing about Ortiz, he loves to fight later in the fight. That's what I wanted to see. Okay. He's not a guy. He starts slow.
He doesn't come out swinging.
No. He started slow. He started slow against Andre. No. He started fast against Andre Berto. One of his best starts. But against other fighters he's fought, let's say a Collazo, started very slow. Okay.
But I'll speak here. That fourth round against Mayweather, he was finding somewhat of a zone, was he not? Somewhat of a zone before the headbutt, because he delivered a few punches to Mayweather.
Third round, I'll say.
But he was still clearly dominated.
He was dominated clearly. Victor Ortiz's career, I followed him my whole life.
Uh-huh.
He started slow against Maidana. He got knocked out in the sixth round.
Yeah.
No chin on Ortiz.
Again, tell me if I'm wrong. Against a guy like Mayweather, you can't start slow, because Mayweather wins round one, wins round two, round three. It's over at that point. It's over.
It is.
Okay.
But let's go to Larry Merchant before we go to the tailgate at 8 o'clock. Larry Merchant made it clear. He said, if I was 50 years younger, I'll kick your butt.
That's what he said, Mayweather.
Who do you think would win in the fight?
Oh, clearly Mayweather. But God bless Merchant for trying. Okay. And Mayweather's been very disrespectful to Merchant.
Okay, but how about this? What does it tell you about Mayweather as a person after that?
It tells you he's a low class guy, even a no class guy. He's disrespecting an elder, and he says he doesn't know anything about boxing. Merchant's been an analyst for years, as you inform me of, and to criticize Merchant is both rude and disrespectful, even unforgivable. And we're gonna judge Mayweather for that, because that's very, very poor judgment on his part.
Ding! That's the time for What Are You Talking About, ladies and gentlemen. We're gonna be out soon. I'm sorry. Tailgate up next. My boy Hunter Hornstein, my boy Brock Beal. They got a guest, Lil B.
DJ B, I think. Is it
Lil? We out, ladies and gentlemen. What Are You Talking About? Signing out. Mm-hmm.